As I walked up to the man, he began twitching. He spat over and over on the ground. I had seen this type of behavior before. Demons. He was homeless, looked in his mid-20s, and had a pile of books on the ground. All of them had to do with supernatural happenings without God. The hot sun scorched down. Air temperature hit 90 degrees plus. As he stood at the highway off-ramp with a cardboard sign. Despite his behavior, there was something about the man that said he used to believe in Jesus. "What happened?" I asked. "How did you drift away from Jesus?" He twitched and jerked, his shoulder moving up and head tilting. He spat for the dozenth time. He wasn't trying to. It seemed uncontrollable for him. Manifestation of demons who didn't like to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit in us, believers. Yet I felt compassion for him. Something had led him here. "I've been walking 6.5 years, he said, trying to get away from my mom." As he spoke, a word came to me. "Black magic," I said. His face froze and he began to tell the tale of his mother doing witchcraft when he was younger. He also mentioned a grandfather who caused pain for his mother through molesting her. He glanced around and I saw a kid who wanted to be free but didn't know how to be. "Do you want to be free?" I asked. "You don't belong to this age of wickedness. You are a stranger here on this earth like we are. You never fit in because you never were supposed to. God has things to show you in the ages to come. A journey of life in eternity that's way beyond this time and place. You are meant to be free and live. So, do you want to be free?" He looked at me and said, "Yes." "In the name of Jesus, be free." He twitched and jerked a few more times. 25 years of hell coming to a close. Finally, he said, "Jesus is Lord." He also said he believed Jesus became a man. Nobody can say these without having the Holy Spirit in them. Delivered. "The things I do, you will do," Jesus said. Believers need to do, not just believe.